we can't talk about the birth of Yeshua exclusively without covering the birth of his cousin, Yochanan the Immerser, John the Baptist. In our last episode of Messianic Perspectives, we left off with a very important messianic prophecy from Malachi chapter 4 that indicates Eliyahu, or Elijah, would come before the day of Adonai. Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5. Look, I will send to you Eliyahu the prophet before the coming of the great and terrible day of Adonai. We've established a starting point through Zechariah's temple service. The conception of Yochanan occurred in the May-June timeframe, the month of Sivan on the Jewish calendar. When you take into account a full-term pregnancy of 40 weeks or 10 months, we come to the time of Passover. At the time of Passover, there is great expectation of the coming of Messiah. During the Passover Seders of today, a young child will be instructed to open the door for Eliyahu, based on Malachi chapter 4. Through the birth of Yochanan, we have a promise fulfilled, based on the words of Yeshua, Matthew chapter 11 and verses 13 through 15. For all the prophets in Torah prophesied until Yochanan. Indeed, if you are willing to accept it, he is Eliyahu, whose coming was predicted. If you have hearers, then hear. Last time we left off with Miriam visiting Elisheva. After she experienced a visit from the messenger of Adonai, we know she is now pregnant. Her conception was in Kislev. Using the same 40 weeks for a full-term pregnancy brings us to the fall and Sukkot. Just as Passover was the only appropriate time for Yochanan to come into this world according to the scriptures, likewise Sukkot is the only appropriate time Yeshua would enter this world. Sukkot is a time where we remember our time in the desert after leaving Egypt, a time when Adonai was with us, sustained us, and kept us. Yeshua represents the same dynamic as conveyed through the prophet Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14. Therefore, Adonai himself will give you people a sign. The young woman will become pregnant, bear a son, and name him Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Scripture speaks for itself. You just need to know the context behind it. Next time I will share another dynamic regarding the births of Yochanan and Yeshua. I will leave you with a clue. There are two specific traits of Passover and Sukkot that will further validate what I have shared with you over the last several segments of Messianic Perspectives. Feel free to visit our website, shalommaine.com. We have created articles on the feasts including Sukkot and When Was Yeshua Born that will provide you with a wealth of information you may have never known before. You will gain a Jewish perspective on the Messiah of your faith and how it impacts your relationship. If you have been blessed with this segment and would like to support our efforts with a tax-deductible gift, you can send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. In supporting this broadcast, you are also supporting Maine's first and only Messianic Jewish synagogue. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Tada and Shalom, thank you for listening.